Reformed Church.
Hebrews 10:35. It says, therefore, do not cast away your confidence, which has great reward. It says, for you have need of endurance, so that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise. It says, for yet a little while, he who is coming will come and will not tarry, speaking about Jesus Christ. Verse 38 says, now the just shall live by faith, but if anyone draws back, my soul has no pleasure in him. So there's a ton. In Hebrews chapter 10 is just like, I was just listening to it again on the way here, and I was just telling the Lord, like, wow, there's so much stuff in there, but so much good stuff. But the thing is, obviously, this is written to the Hebrews, right? It's written to the Jewish nation, and a lot of what is being taught here, you know, and I know that there is some speculation. I believe it's about Hebrews, like who wrote it. I think some people, I don't even know why. I think I've heard that some people think that Luke wrote it, but the wording seems very much like it was Paul that wrote it. But anyway, that's not important. I know the Spirit of God was the one that inspired it. So whoever actually penned it, that's great for that person. So, but we have it today regardless. So, but it was written to the Hebrew people, and a lot of what's taught there is helping them kind of see, you know, the difference between the sacrifices under the old covenant and how that relates to Jesus Christ, and even the role of the high priest of the old covenant and the priesthood of the old covenant and how that relates to Jesus Christ as our high priest, and the once and for all sacrifice, which is awesome. But the cool thing here is that if you read Hebrews 10, the whole chapter, you get an understanding of what he's trying to tell them. Like he's telling them that, you know, their confidence, the reason why they can be qualified, the reason why they can enter into heavenly things is because of Jesus Christ and the sacrifice, once for all time sacrifice that Jesus offered of himself, and not anything of the old covenant, not anything of no animal sacrifice, right? And Hebrews 10 is a continuation of a lot of what he's teaching, even in Hebrews chapter 9, very much the same subject. But the cool thing about what I just read to you, that he says, therefore, he says, don't cast away your confidence. And the really interesting thing there is that, again, even though the King James Version does this quite a bit, it does replace words. If you go up to Hebrews, so Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 35 says, therefore, do not cast away your confidence, which has great reward. But if you want to know, like, the word confidence there, right? If you want to look into that a little bit more, in Hebrews chapter 10, and I'll tell you right now, Hebrews chapter 10 and verse number 19, it's actually the exact same word. I mean, it's not even a derivative. It's the exact same word. It says, therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus. So the word boldness there and the word confidence in verse 38, I think that's where we were, is actually the same word. So he starts off at the beginning of Hebrews 10 telling them that, you know, that Jesus Christ is their boldness, right? And I'll read a little bit of that to you. It says, verse number 16. 14. You know, we could just keep going up and up because it's so good. But 14, Hebrews 10:14, it says, for by one offering he has perfected forever those who are sanctified. The word being there is actually added. The word being is actually not there. If you look at the King James Version, being is not there. So it says, for by one offering he has perfected forever those who are sanctified. It says, but the Holy Spirit also witnesses to us. For after he had said before, this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, says the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds I will write them. Then he adds, their sins and their lawless deeds I will remember no more. Now where there is remission of these, there is no longer an offering for sin. therefore, brethren, having boldness. So it talks all about the sacrifice of Christ in those previous verses. And then it says, therefore, because of all this that I've just told you, he says, right, because of that offering for sin, he said, having boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus. So we know that he's making reference there to having boldness to enter into heavenly things, having boldness to know that we have kind of like a Romans 5:2, right, that we have access through Jesus Christ into this grace in which we stand. In other words, every heavenly gift that we have received, every spiritual blessing that we have, that he is Jesus Christ and only him through his sacrifice on the cross is our boldness to enter into the holiest of all by the blood of Jesus, to enter into these things. Then that's why in Hebrews chapter 10 and verse number 35, Hebrews chapter 10 verse 35, I said 38 before, but it's 35. He says, therefore, do not cast away your confidence, which has great reward. Verse 36, for you have need of endurance, so that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise. So it's good that he's telling them and just reminding them, like he did at first, that don't cast away him who is your boldness. Don't cast away him who is your qualification. He who is the one that has enabled you to be able to enter into these things and gave you his righteousness as a gift. So it's a cool thing that he says, don't cast that away, don't cast that aside, especially obviously, and it's good for all of us, but in reference to the Hebrew people, which for many of them, he was not their boldness or their sacrifice, right? Those, the sacrifices offered under the new covenant were quote unquote their boldness, right? But here he says, don't cast away him who is your boldness, or here it's called your confidence, which has great reward. And he says, for you have need of endurance, so that after you have done the will of God, which is obviously faith in Jesus Christ, you may receive the promise. So it's just a good, you know, I just wanted to share that with you because, you know, it's a really cool place. And I think I was sharing this with someone months ago, that it's an awesome place to be when you have a desire to do something, but you're completely dependent on the Lord for it. That should actually be the way that we live, not the way that we come into certain circumstances, right? Because that means that you go into certain things very confident, but not because he's your confidence, but because you're confident in yourself, right? So people feel very at ease to do things like that, to step into something because they already feel comfortable in that. But it is a good place to be in everything in your life, where you feel the need to acknowledge the Lord in everything, that he is your confidence for you to prosper in any area of your life, that he is your confidence always to be able to have access to everything. I mean, even when we've talked about in the recent past and in other times about, you know, the Lord wanting to raise the dead through you, you know, do you obviously that is something that, you know, you don't have to try to see your own personal qualification, that you'll never feel qualified enough to raise the dead on your own, right? But to know that he is your confidence to do all of these things, right? That the reason why the dead can be raised, the reason why the sick can be healed, the reason why the lame can walk, right, is because he is the one that has given you access and qualified you, right, by his Spirit to do these things and to walk in this way and to share life, that just like it is, you know, the Father that can give life. And he says, so it is the Son that can give life to whom he will. Also, the Lord has put life on the inside of us and given us the ability, like the apostle that said, such as I have, I give unto you, right? To be able to share and give life from the life that we freely received. So the only way to look at something like that is to know, Lord, you're the one that has qualified me to walk in these things. You're the one that has qualified me to share this kind of life with other people, right? To be able to give life even to that which is dead, right? You know, and it's like that in things like that, and it's like that, and it should be like that, really, in everyday life, in whatever it is that you're doing, and put aside any confidence that we would have in the flesh for anything, because unfortunately, it's that kind of mindset that brings guilt and condemnation, because if you put confidence in yourself, that means you can also let yourself down, right? But if your confidence is always in the Lord, right, there's, you know, the guilt or the condemnation or the disappointment in performance, right? You're never going to be disappointed in the performance of the Lord, right? It's always just something on Him, right? And you're always acknowledging Him in everything that you're doing.
We hope you enjoyed this message from Reformed Church. If you have, please share this with someone else and help us get this uncommon truth out to the world. If you'd like to support this good news, you can do so at reformchurch.com/give. Also on our website, you can take advantage of our free messages, articles, and even full discipleship courses. Start reforming your mind now at reformchurch.com.